We need to talk about security, and in this case, DevSecOps. We all know DevOps. We tried with DevOps, we tried to tear down the wall between the developer organization and the operations folks, glue them together to be better, faster, and stronger. Basically, what we try to do is create and maintain what you own. Basically, take ownership of what you create. And nowadays, it's not only your application anymore. It used to be the application, threw it over the wall, and the ops teams took care of deploying it and maintaining it in production. Nowadays, that's not the case anymore, especially not with cloud-native applications, where we now have our environment and our infrastructure as part of the code base. We need to also take care of security in that matter. I mean, if we take care of things like maintainability and scalability as part of the implicit things we do as we code, security should be one of them as well. And I will tell you why in this talk. So my name is Brian Vermeer. I am a developer advocate for Sneak, Java champion, and I do a ton of stuff in the community, like leading the virtual jug and the one of the co-leads of the NL jug in the Netherlands. I'm based in the Netherlands, and for Fuji, I am the community manager for security. However, let's talk about the real things in life, like what are the problems that we're trying to solve with that DevSecOps kind of thing. Well, first of all, we try to deliver software at a lightning pace. I used to work in a government agency, and back in that days, it was like 15 years ago, we maintained software and we only released like 3 times a year. Nowadays, you see that companies release multiple times a year. However, we are focusing on features. And is that good? Because if we only focus on features, implicitly, we take some shortcuts, like security. It's not so much on the mindset of either the developer or the old-fashioned operations folks. But we do need to take care of that.